If you're rocking to get up and it's not a rocking chair, it's time for the Joint Relief Institute. Fast relief, covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Bob Surratt.
I am the morning DJ at
WGN. 839, the morning crew at your service. Well, we've got kind of a mixed crew today because Dave Annett is off. Andy Mazur is here with us on sports, and Vicky is off. Amanda is in the underground traffic bunker. Steve Grzanich back from vacation with us. And Marcus LeShock from WGN TV Morning News on the Team Hochberg phone line. And Marcus, I'm looking at the monitors here in our radio studio a few minutes ago, and on Channel 9 I see Paul Conrad taking a bath. Can you explain this?
I'm not in front of a TV right now, but he loves baths. He once took a bath in Tom Skilling's bathroom. We did a famous video on that. And he'll eat a raw onion for you in the bath. He's a very interesting fellow.
Well, you know what? Far be it from me to tell your promotion department what to do, but a good advertising campaign would be he's the cleanest weatherman on television.
There you go. Maybe we could get Kohler involved or something like that, and then all of a sudden you got a whole sponsorship deal going, and we're good.
Marcus LeShock does the trending stories on the morning news. I wanted to ask you about a couple of things you did this morning. First of all, what is this mystery object that did it already pass the Earth, or can we still see this thing?
I think you can see it like around now. It should have been happening last night into today. So, you know, we have these asteroids out in space, and thankfully we have people at NASA and other places who are tracking these things. But every once in a while there's something they find out there that's going to float by the Earth, and they don't quite know what it is. And this was one of these cases where there's something coming. They thought it was an asteroid, but it kind of went to an orbit around the Earth, and asteroids don't generally do that. So what they think this thing is they think it's a rocket booster from a 1960s NASA mission. So one of those missions they sent up in the 1960s, a piece of that is coming back our way. Now, it's not going to harm us in any way, but it's just one of those things where it'll be out there, and you can actually watch it online. So they have it streaming up on a website where you can go and check that out. You can see it all on the NASA's social media accounts and everything. Kind of interesting.
My nephew is an actual rocket scientist. He lives in Southern California, and I thought I'd get a really great detailed answer from him. I said to him one day, Larry, explain this to me. You got all these satellites, all of these rockets, all of this stuff has been launched into space for many, many years now. Explain why there are very rare occasions where something is coming back to Earth or there's some collision. Can you explain it to me? And he looked at me, and there was a long pause, and he said, yeah, space is big. Thank you very much, Mr. Rocket Scientist. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
and true. There's another, I don't know if this is an outer space object, but there's a mysterious monolith that has popped up. This was in Utah, was it? Where was this?
Yeah, so this is another interesting thing. So the wildlife people out there in Utah, out in the desert, they were out in their helicopters, and they were counting sheep, like in these very rare areas of the desert. And when they're out there doing this work that they do, they notice this shiny metal object. There was this monolith sticking out of the ground there. So they went down into this area where people don't usually go, and somebody had placed this monument, or this monolith, into the ground. And so they couldn't figure it out, like what this, where it was, where it came from. It went all in the news, and then a couple days later, it disappeared. Somebody went there and took it out. So they thought it was some kind of like maybe an artist stunt, like an artistic installation that happened. But the big story now is that another one of these monoliths has popped up in Romania, in a northern part of Romania. It's very similar to the one that was in Utah. So people are wondering, is this like some coordinated effort to do this, or is this a coincidence? And nobody really knows who's behind this yet.
I suspect some Hollywood movie company preparing another sequel to 2001, and it's a big promotion of some kind. I just saw that movie. I just saw that movie again, by the way. I still don't understand it, but you know, when you talk about the monolith, that's what you think of, right?
Yeah, exactly. I think you need to you need to watch that one a few times and maybe have a few drinks or more to really get into what that movie's trying to do.
As John Landecker would say, be chemically altered. This is interesting. This just in, tonight on the 9 o'clock news on Channel 9, Tom Skilling will be taking a shower on his segment.
You know what? You would watch it. I know you would. Everybody would watch that. I would.
All right. Well, tell Conrad that we enjoyed him in the tub, and it's Marcus LeShock. I always enjoy seeing him on the WGN Morning News at that trending desk. Have a good day. Thanks for the time this morning, Marcus. We'll talk to you.
Bye-bye.